Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2540, Budgeting Basics, Income versus Expenses, by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Budgeting Basics, Income versus Expenses, by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. Welcome to the first step in creating a budget. This might seem to be a pretty straightforward topic. However, some find this area challenging. Knowing your income, in most cases, is pretty easy. You get paid on the 5th and 20th of the month, and it's the same amount for every paycheck. But what happens when you start to track income that is inconsistent? Expenses is another topic that can seem pretty elementary. You pay $60 a month for your utilities and $40 a month on your phone bill. Sounds like a cinch, right? Well, let me be the first one to say, this is the area I struggled with the most. Pinpointing your spending is a much harder thing to do. Don't worry, I'm here to help you with this crucial first step. There is one rule I want you to keep in your head as you hear this post. Always budget for the worst case scenario. It's okay, I'll explain this a little later in the article. Disposable income. If you have consistent income, yay for you, this step is easy. Let's talk about inconsistent income. The first step in dealing with a regular income is to create a monthly cash flow plan. I know I'm getting into things I've not discussed yet, but bear with me. This will be used to determine how much you need each month just to get by. So let's discuss this little thing we call the cash flow statement, or commonly called the statement of cash flows. This is merely a document that's used to record the amount of income you reasonably expect to bring in and the expenses that are going out. These expenses should be listed in order of priority. Once you give weight to each of your expenses, it makes it easier to determine what has to be paid versus what can be put on hold. On any given month, you might not be able to buy clothing or new shoes, but you'll know that your top priorities can be taken care of. What a significant relief, right? Try to mimic a steady paycheck as much as humanly possible. This is where that little rule I wanted you to remember comes into play. Plan for the worst case scenario. On a piece of paper, list the income you have received over the last 2 months and circle the lowest paycheck you received over that time frame. This is the amount you can use as a starting point and is the value you will use to cover all of your monthly expenses and top priorities. If 1 month you're not able to cover your monthly expenses with this value, you use the priorities you created earlier to eliminate some of the lower priority expenses. Another option I'm going to suggest when you're dealing with a regular income is to open a separate checking account. Please, please, please check the fees at the bank you choose. This bank account should be labeled as your paycheck account for your irregular paychecks. You'll then withdraw the predetermined amount you figured from the step before. This withdrawal will be consistent based on the time frame you chose to budget. Are you budgeting for every 2 weeks or every month? Deposit this amount into your regular personal checking account and pay your expenses. If your paycheck is higher than your predetermined amount, leave it in your paycheck account and let it grow to use for months your paycheck is lower than expected. Expenses. There are two fundamental terms I want to cover when talking about expenses. Number one, fixed expenses. These are expenses in your monthly budget that never change. For example, your car payment will always be $250 a month. Your mortgage will always be $800 a month. The values of these expenses are what I like to call in stone. There's no option to reduce them in most cases. Essential expenses are also usually the top priority expenses on your cash flow statement. These types of expenses are paid month to month without changing much in amount. Examples of fixed expenses include rent or mortgage, car payment, life insurance premiums, and cable and internet. And number two, variable expenses. These expenses are the ones I like to discuss. Why? Variable costs are not set in stone. For example, 1 month you might spend $30 on clothes. The next month you might spend $400. You have complete control over how much you spend on these items. That's the fun part. If you're tight 1 month on your budget, you can tell yourself, okay, I don't have enough money to spend $500 this month on groceries, so I'll alter my meal plan and bring it down to $300. This is a great thing, is it not? These expenses are usually on the bottom of the priority list, minus the food part. We all have to eat. Examples of variable expenses include clothes, food, entertainment, and household items. Once you're aware of all the things you spend your money on, you should be able to categorize your spending into fixed and variable expenses and then prioritize them. There are a few more pointers I want to touch base on with expenses. Each month might vary. This can get frustrating for some people. You know who you are. You want to see the same thing happening every month and for things to be consistent. With this attitude, you're more likely to fail, and I can't have that. Remember, this is what we call life. It happens and unexpected things arise. That's why it's so important to budget for emergency savings. It's okay for your budget not to work 1 month. Pick yourself up and start fresh next month. I believe in you. Each cent of your income should have a job. Whether that's paying for a bill or taking care of a want item, it must have a purpose. You're more likely to not spend money if the money you have is already allocated for another purpose. At the very end, when you add up your income and you subtract it from all of your expenses, it should be zero. If not, grab that calculator and check again. You might have to make adjustments. Your expenses do not have to have 1,000 categories. Make it simple for yourself. Here are the categories I use in my budget: bills, food, clothing, entertainment, and everything else, which is low, low priority. See, keeping it simple is keeping it real. Don't get overwhelmed by the details. If you need to make adjustments in your budget, the one place to go are those variable expenses. Remember, you control those values, so they will be easy to alter. Figuring out where your money is going and how much you have to spend is the first step in creating a working budget. You just listened to the post titled Budgeting Basics, Income versus Expenses by Kamiko of thebudgetmom.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. It can be challenging to manage cash flow when your income varies, but I like the suggestion that Kimiko offers today of trying to mimic a regular paycheck. This is exactly what I do. All of my self-employment and business income goes into my business checking account, and I have an automated monthly transfer into my personal checking account. The other thing that helps me with variable income and expenses is that I have a really nice buffer of cash. I have about $5,000 just sitting in my checking account to manage those months with larger expenses. For example, twice per year, I pay my property taxes, and once per year, I pay for my home insurance. Because almost all of my expenses are on autopay, the buffer gives me extra security that there's always enough in my checking account. Of course, I still look at it regularly because at a bare minimum, I need to monitor for any fraudulent charges. The more I talk to people about budgeting, the more I realize that strict zero-based budgeting, where every dollar has a job, is just one style of paying attention to your money. I used to do this, and I think it was very valuable at one point in time. But in recent years, I've been much more relaxed. I focus more on meeting my investment goals and discussing with my Midwestern gentleman if we feel we're getting the appropriate amount of value out of our spending. As long as you're paying attention and meeting your financial goals, you're likely doing just fine. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great start to your week, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.